Hey, this is Kyle Busch, and you're on the road with Dane right here on WGN. Obviously, the sooner you can win it, the more opportunities you're going to have to be able to get more than just the one, but the one would certainly suffice for me.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Daytona 500 as we get ready for the Great American Race, 62nd running of it with one of the biggest stars in the sport, the reigning Cup Series champion, the one and only Kyle Busch. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So looking at it and looking at some of the things that you've accomplished in the sport, one of its, if not maybe its biggest star here, you've succeeded on every kind of course, but this is the one thing that at this point is elusive. You've mentioned 10 or 12 more years left to race. Do you feel any kind of pressure to get it done now, maybe to lead up to opportunities to win multiple times?
Yeah, I mean, that would certainly be nice. Obviously, the sooner you can win it, the more opportunities you're going to have to be able to get more than just the one, but the one would certainly suffice for me. No matter when that comes, but if it does not ever come, then obviously that's just part of the nature that you'll have to go down in history of not winning this race.
Talk about history. You talk about kind of the thoughtful, strategic way that you've approached your career. The first time that I ever got a chance to talk with this was the 20th anniversary for Hendrix Motorsports when they had it back down in 2004. And so you've accomplished a lot. I saw you at the Rolex 24 here just a few weeks ago. And so you look at those drivers like a Mario Andretti or an AJ Foyt. Do you ever think about that to fully maybe realize the potential that you should get out there, maybe do some Formula One, maybe do some open wheel, things like that?
Yes and no. I mean, certainly there may be some opportunities to run some IndyCar stuff, but you know, the younger you are, the better chance you probably have at doing well at that. You know, everything kind of slows down and changes as you get older, obviously, but I wish Formula One would be an option. I just don't think it's going to be. There's so many different rules and regulations and things that you have to have. I think it's 2 years of open wheel experience and then another year or two of getting some sort of validation of an FIA license to be able to go run F1. So it's not feasible. I'd pretty much be out of NASCAR for 3 years to be able to go do that without some sort of special pass.
Is there anything that people are doing with some of the simulators and things where you can get experience on road courses and be able to kind of do those? As the schedule maybe changes going forward, they're talking about more road courses or in-city courses and things like that. Is that something that you do on a regular basis?
No, actually, I just do the sim stuff that was is on our schedules currently. You know, I don't do anything outside of that to kind of prepare or get ahead of the game or anything like that. But overall, I think that our cars are just... they're not ready for street courses. They're so heavy, you know, that tires and brakes and everything would be an issue for us with the way that our cars are for being able to put on a good show at a street course.
So the opportunity to race, but you want it to be in its best possible scenario. You mentioned the merchandise. Another thing that you've been really thoughtful about is kind of coming up with that. And I do a lot of the food stuff there too. So let's talk a little bit about Rowdy Energy. I think I read someplace that you're kind of, you know, entering into sort of not the Tom Brady phase. You have a lot more years left, but you're kind of being as healthy as possible. So talk about the product and what you hope it does.
Yeah, so Rowdy Energy Drink is my new drink that I've come out with, and it's got green tea caffeine source, and it's try to help out with endurance and focus, and it's also an enhanced hydration energy as well too, because we have some hydration elements that are in here with potassium and magnesium that help with that. It's 160 milligrams of caffeine, but it acts as though it's a little bit more than that, because there's a lot of these drinks that are coming out now that are having 300 milligrams of caffeine in it, and that's too high. That's too much, to our opinion. So we've used some other energy sources that are listed down below in the ingredients section that will help with carrying on the sustainability of your caffeine source for an extended period of time, so you don't have to have drink after drink. You pretty much just need one and be done and carry you out through the rest of the day.
Jimmy Johnson is into his final season here. He's an athlete and a marathon runner and things. I saw on social media you doing some running from, I think it was from a bus to a hotel. So talk a little bit about the difference and how it's changed since maybe Jimmy Spencer, Mr. Excitement kind of physique, to the way that the drivers prepare for races like Daytona.
Yeah, our schedules are so long now that you pretty much have to be game on, ready from day one all the way through the season. And for as hard as these guys drive, these younger guys drive, I was a younger guy, I know, from start to finish of each and every race, it's just a product of you know, being able to sustain that. And as you get older, it's harder to sustain that distance and that endurance that you have throughout not just these races, but through the season. You know, I mean, having 6 days in between, you would think is enough time to go in between some of these races. But man, you're on the track Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every single day out of the week. And to be able to carry that on through 38 weeks out of the year gets a bit challenging. You can definitely feel yourself different between an off week and then getting back into the race car. You're like, okay, I'm more refreshed, I'm better, versus week to week to week.
A lot of pressure on you. You put some pressure on yourself. I don't want to add to the pressure, but at Chicagoland Speedway, if you win this race, anybody who's ordered tickets for our Chicagoland weekend gets the tickets for free. Does that add to the, I mean, I think there's expectations. I was talking with the track president. I said, you could be giving away a lot of tickets.
That sounds fantastic to me. I'm good with that. You know, it's going to be fun. But no, that's a great promotion. I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to go out there, hopefully to get a bunch of people a bunch of tickets.
Well, good luck, Kyle. Congratulations on all the success, obviously, and hope to see you in Victory Lane here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.